From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barrat.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was the ninth divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet. Peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Jawad was the son of the eighth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. Imam al-Jawad was one of the most wonderful pictures of intellect and knowledge in Islam, an individual who possessed the virtues and nobilities of the entire world, an individual who made springs of wisdom and knowledge flow upon the earth, and an individual who was the teacher and pioneer of the scientific and cultural revival of his age. These are his dialogues.
Parts of Ziyara texts of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Peace be upon you, O shining lights. Peace be upon you, O rising full moon. Peace be upon you, O pure one from among the pure ones. Peace be upon you, O immaculate from among the immaculate ones. Peace be upon you, O pleased and pure. Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far. Muhammad, the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious, the faithful leader, and Allah's mercy and blessings be upon you.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of the ninth divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. We find in one such dialogue there were some philosophers and theologians who came to Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, and the following question was put forth to the divinely appointed Imam. The philosophers and theologians asked, "Tell us about the exalted Lord. He has names and attributes in his book, the Quran. Are these names and attributes equal to Allah?" In reply, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam said, "This question has two faces. If you say that Allah is his attributes, this will mean that he can be described by number and quantity, for Allah has a number and quantity of attributes, and Allah is far above this. And if you say these names and attributes have existed since no beginning, this too will have two meanings. If you say that these names and attributes have existed with Allah, in Allah's knowledge, and Allah deserves them, you are right. And if you say that their graphing and spelling and pronouncing have existed, this will give another meaning. And glory be to Allah, for He is far above anything or any associate with Him. In this beautiful dialogue, we learn how Imam al-Jawad describes Tawheed, the Islamic concept of oneness of Allah, and how the attributes and the names of Allah have existed with Allah in Allah's knowledge. And this is the true meaning of Tawheed. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9 years old. And this is where we have to realize that when we talk about Imamat, which is the concept of leadership based on divine selection, in that case, age of the leader doesn't really become a factor. When you are talking about the leaders appointed by the people, there you look at their qualifications, their knowledge, their experience, their expertise. But when it comes to the leadership selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah sends them equipped with the qualities of leadership. Their source of knowledge is not from a school. They have never seen a tutor. Whatever they have is from the divine sources. And this is, as I even mentioned last week, that when you look at the history of our Imams, this is the amazing thing, that the enemies have tried their best to degrade the Imams. But no one has come forward to say that this Imam was taught by so-and-so. Or when he was young, he didn't know the alphabets, didn't know the Arabic language, and his father employed so-and-so to teach him how to read and write. There is absolutely nothing of that kind. Especially when we look at the ninth Imam, you know, there were people in the court of Ma'mun al-Rashid, when he announced that I would like to make him my son-in-law, there were people who challenged that decision. And people like Yahya bin Aksam even were employed to test the Imam. Whoever tried to do that to our ninth Imam, they faced total humiliation at the end. They realized that, yes, he's very young, but his knowledge doesn't come from people. And when it doesn't come from people, it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, you are not really on the same level to challenge and test them as far as their ilm and knowledge is concerned.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.